Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People would rather just mechanically take the calculator and go 10% and just write the check and send it to the same place every time, the same place. You never have to think. You never have to pray about it. You never have to check your heart. People would rather do that. But that's not okay. But we're having fun now, aren't we? No, we live in the new covenant. And in the new covenant, we don't have to go to the priest or to the prophet and say, tell us what to do. Amen. Oh, come on now. Amen. He said in that day, they'll not say every man to each other, know the Lord. He said, they'll all know me from the least to the greatest. Oh, glory to God. Every one of us in this new covenant have the living Spirit of God inside of us. Every one of us can come boldly right into the presence of the Almighty. A personal audience with the God of creation. There is one God. And just one mediator between God and men. Just one. Just one. And it's not Mary. And it's not Saint Francis. And it's not your pastor. And it's not your wife. You do not have to go through anybody else to hear from God. The one man, Christ Jesus. He is the only mediator between God and men. The only. Don't you dare pray to anybody else. I know that's strong, but it's time people preach the Bible. Dear me, I'm all this ungodly religious stuff that people are doing. It's no wonder they're not getting results. Aren't you glad that in this new covenant, you, not you plus me plus three other people, you right by yourself can come boldly into the presence of God and be received. You, I don't care if you were born again 2 days ago and can't find a scripture. You can come right into the presence of God in the name of Jesus and be heard. You can ask Him, Lord, show me where to put my money. Show me what to support. He will hear you. He will answer you and show you what to do. Amen. Nothing else will take the place of that. Nothing else will. Don't you let somebody take His place. Be led. Everybody say, be led. Be led by the Spirit. The Bible said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. Whew. I like it. Don't you like it? Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy I don't have to make an appointment with somebody else every Monday to tell me what to do in this ministry, tell me what to do in this church. I'm so glad I don't have to ask 45 people, what do you think I ought to do? I can go straight to the source of all wisdom and understanding and knowledge and direction, and you have exactly the same access as I do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, honor the Lord. This is the Amplified. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency. How many know you'd have to have some? Right? Honor the Lord. Well, one translation says, with your wealth. The NIV says, honor the Lord with your wealth. Well, how could you do it if you had no wealth? You have to have some in order to do this. Is it the will of God for you to be wealthy? Yes. That was maybe a third of the crowd. I'm going to give you another opportunity now. Now, I'm not just saying this to get feedback. You need to say this out of your mouth for your sake. Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He works with what comes out of our mouths. Amen. Is it the will of God for you to be wealthy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's much better. Amen. Much better. Is it the will of God?
Yes.
We read Friday night. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. I'm his servant.
Yes.
You're his servant, right? It pleases him. When we prosper and increase and do well, it pleases him. Well, let's please God then. He said, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. And you'll have too much wine to store it all, the English version says. Overflowing storage places and breaking out of new things. Hallelujah. And that happens when you honor the Lord with your stuff and when you do so with the first fruits of all your increase.
Amen.
Now last Sunday we went into some detail talking about first fruits. And if we had time, in fact, won't you go back to Leviticus, at least to cover this again. But if you go through the scriptures and not just, you know, casually looking at it, but endeavoring to understand, you'll see that there are more than one kind of offering. And this is our series talking about the offerings of the Lord. Well, we've talked about tithes. And the tithe literally means tenth, or the tenth part. Or we'd say today, 10%. What is a percentage? It's a part. It's a portion. And we studied that. And I know myself, for years, I combined first fruits and tithes together. But in studying it, I begin to see, well, hold on, this doesn't work. How can it be the same? I begin to realize that the Bible differentiated in them and put them in different categories, and they actually went to different places. And that's one of the first things that tipped me off. I thought, well, now how can that be if it's the same thing? How can it go to different places? And first fruits are mentioned in my study the same number of times as tithes, about 32 times each. You see references to first fruits and then references to tithes about 32 times each. And actually, you see first fruits mentioned in the Bible before tithes. In Genesis 4, when Abel brought his offering to the Lord. You remember that? And the Bible said he brought of the what? The first, the fat, the best to the Lord. We call that sheep that he found Fluffy. Because it was the best. And it wasn't just the best, it was the first. It was one of his first best sheep. Nothing said about tithe, nothing said about tenth in that passage. It's later on that you see Abraham bringing the tithe to Melchizedek. Now in Leviticus, are you there? This to me helps distinguish these things. In Leviticus 27, verse 26. Leviticus 27:26. He says, only the firstling of the beast, which should be the Lord's firstling, no man shall sanctify it, whether ox or sheep. It is the Lord's.
Yeah.
The first one. Now we read at length and saw that the scripture said the first one that opens the matrix, the first calf that a cow had, the first lamb that the sheep had, the first one, and the first of the crops that begin to come in, the first figs that got ripe, the first fruit that came on the tree or on the plant, they understood, they were taught this from the Lord, that that was holy to the Lord, and the first ones was his. And they brought it to him. And it says, it is the Lord's. Now skip down to verse 30. He describes the first fruit all through these next 27, 28, 29. And verse 30 starts off with what? And. Did you see this? And all the tithe of the land. Now, if I had time, I could take you to a half a dozen different places where that's exactly, it talks about the first fruit, then it says, and the tithe. Differentiating like that. And notice this. All the tithe of the land, whether the seed of the land or the fruit of the tree, it is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. Now, verse 32, he says, concerning the tithe of the herd of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy to the Lord. He'll not search whether it be good or bad. Now, that was not what you saw with the first fruits. The first fruits, so many times you see it says the first and the best. You'll see that word used a whole lot with first fruits, first and the best. But here, he said whether it was good or bad, the tenth one is the Lord's. This is not the first. This is not necessarily the best. It is the what? The tenth one. And the description was when the sheep would come out of the gate, the shepherd would count them with his rod, you know, to make sure he didn't lose any over the night. And when he took them out and when he brought them in, he'd go one, two, tap their backs with the rod when they went through the gate, seven, eight, nine, the Lord's sheep. The tenth one, whether it was the healthiest one or the skinniest one, didn't make any difference. The tenth one was the Lord's. So the tenth one was the Lord's. And not just the first one mechanically, but the first one of all. In other words, you didn't give the first calf every year. A lot of times there might be only one. You just the first calf, period. The first, you know, of the produce. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase. We said that which opens the matrix. This cow's never had a calf. And now when this calf comes, the Lord said the first one's mine. Well, now, you know, a lot of things go on here. The first one is special. Right? And if you never had any income out of this particular cow, you want to go, hey, I got a calf. But are you going to put the Lord first? See, the question is here, do I acknowledge that I wouldn't have this new source of income if it wasn't for the Lord? Am I believing that I'm going to have a lot more income through this channel? So the first one went to the Lord. He said, verse 33, he'll not search whether the tithe is good or bad, just the tenth was his.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled First Fruits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102H. That's R1102H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.